being just this moment is not my doing, nor the doing of anyone else. And my doing, my practice and practice efforts is most vital. That means practice efforts which are noticing entangling in thoughts, in feelings, in emotion thoughts, noticing reactions, greed, anger, grasping confusions which blind, experiencing this moment is in the midst of reactions, including reactions when those arise. Experiencing may be holding, entangling, or in the being experiencing, there may result releasing of entangling, holding, releasing anger, greed, which arises. We must do our sitting, our life practice effort, and this moment, this experiencing being is not created by or with my effort. And even though it's not a result of my effort, each of us must make our effort, my effort. So experiencing is neither inside nor outside, but can't look anywhere else. It's most intimate, most intimate. And this intimacy is not at all mine, and it's mine. It's no one else's. Master Yunyan said, just this is it. And this is what the Heart Sutra clarifies, and we remind ourselves each time we recite, form exactly emptiness, emptiness exactly form. And because this is so, therefore, Dogen Zenji is fine saying form exactly form, emptiness exactly emptiness. Your life, our life, this living life practice. And our practice is appreciating this life. Otherwise, if we miss it, if we don't see this clearly, then form is emptiness and all the rest of these words are dead words. And even the words, form is emptiness. Hakuin Zenji comments, that's a nice hot kettle of stew, but saying form is emptiness, quote, ruins it by dropping a couple of rat turds in it. He says it is no good pushing delicacies at a person with a full belly. We are all persons with full bellies, I say. He says, it's like striking aside waves to look for water when the waves are water. That's exactly our life. And yet, it's important to bring it up. But if we're too insistent, oh, form is exactly emptiness, emptiness exactly form, Hakuin will say to you, quote, rubbish. It's a useless collection of junk. Don't be trying to teach apes to climb trees. We are all apes who climb trees. Eat when there's food. Eat when hungry. Shiver when cold. That's our life. But even if we hear what the sutras say, what the ancestors say, self-nature is no nature. That means our true nature, no nature. Even hearing that, we must clarify it for ourselves. Otherwise, we become apes, aping apes. We are not living it. So what is living no nature? How do we bump into this in our actual living? What is the true nature when anger arises, when we stay angry or upset or blaming, when we want to do it my way, despite the fact this is not skillful, appropriate right now, it's even harmful? Do we say, I don't care, I want, I should? In that case, we've forgotten how to climb, despite being apes, forgotten the emptiness of form responding, despite who we are, what we are. So, Dongshan, also known as Tozan, reminds us, as I mentioned just a little while ago, when Dongshan was leaving his teacher, he said, if in the future someone asks if I can describe the master's truth, how should I answer them? That's when Yunyan said, after a long pause, being still, just this is it. Just this is it. So Dongshan was leaving and walking on pilgrimage, and he came to a stream, and as he was crossing the stream, he looked in the water, and he saw his reflection in the water. Suddenly, he awakened to just this is it. And he wrote a poem. Avoid seeking elsewhere, for that's far from self. Now I travel alone, everywhere I meet it. Now, this is exactly me. Now I am not it. It must be understood this way to merge with thusness. So Joko always says it for us, nothing special. So we are most special cutting vegetables, cooking a meal, answering phone calls, even phone calls of complaints at work, at home, dealing with those we don't agree with, who criticize what we've done or want, or those who agree. Not clinging to anything that I've said, be this non-clinging, manifest this wonderful life. As a closing line, I'll quote the last line of the last case of the Blue Cliff Record, Heikigan Roku, where Master Pa Ling, also known as Hario in Sino-Japanese, says, each branch of coral reflects the moon. Each branch of coral supports the moon, you could say it, a slightly different way of translating. And as you know, the Blue Cliff Record has capping phrases from Engo, Yuan Wu, and his capping phrase for this last line of the 100 cases of the Blue Cliff Record. The light engulfs myriad forms, the entire land. Thank you.